right, let's say good morning. This cold, snowy morning. No doubt, Mike Kliss bundled up in his jammies.
Yes.
Maybe one of those, what do they call them? What are they, snuggies? One-piece snuggies?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, where you can lay on the couch and you're snuggy.
You think he's wearing a snuggie? Yeah, right.
I don't know, maybe,
writing articles.
Maybe,
surfing the internet.
Yeah, maybe he ordered some jammies from, what do you do, a
pajamagram. Pajamagram, yeah. Maybe he's lingering.
Could be.
Let's say good morning to Mike Kliss. He is presented.
Linger.
He is presented by Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino. Good morning, Mike.
None of that, guys. Just my Notre Dame. I didn't go to Notre Dame, but my Notre Dame hoodie and pajama bottoms. But, yeah, it looks like a good day to stay in.
Yeah, it certainly does, and it was a good day for the Broncos offense, especially their run game, Mike. And, you know, kind of going back, I think Vic Fangio's, they went back to the 60s, kind of the Vince Lombardi going back, the G-lead stuff with the counter pulls, and I don't even know what to call that stuff. I'm breaking down the film yesterday, and I'm like, I'm not sure what this is called, but I like it. It's condensing formations and running outside. What information do you have on how that came to be as part of their running game as they attacked the Miami Dolphins?
Yeah, he said that the Dolphins front is similar to what they ran in the 60s, and he said most of them did. And, you know, it seemed to me like back in the 60s, everyone ran a 4-3. I actually saw Miami do a lot of stand-up type of, it almost looked like the NASCAR. Everybody was standing up at one point.
Yeah.
And maybe he just felt like, you know, pulling the extra blocker, Dalton Reisner. And when I grew up in the Chicagoland area, they showed the Packer games as much as they showed the Bear games. The Bears were blacked out at home. And so, the Packers, Fuzzy Thurston and Jerry Kramer would pull out there for Horning and Taylor. And that's what it reminded me of when I was seeing Reisner pull out there. And, you know, I don't remember the tackles pulling in the 60s, but you saw Garrett Bowles out there. And it looked like those linemen were having a lot of fun. You know, Mark, I'm sure after you battle in the trenches and, you know, you muddy it up all that time, when you get to pull and go out in space and you get to wipe out a 180-pound cornerback, that's got to be a lot of fun for a lineman.
Well,
and everyone gets to see your athleticism. That's how you get Pro Bowl votes right there.
If you have athleticism, I'm sure that is fun. For me, it was like, oh gosh, I'm going to get juked by a DB and then I'm going to look like an idiot. I'd just rather stay in the trenches, Mike. That was me.
Yeah. Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
So is this something, well, Mike, is this something that you think about things when you throw a new look out there? Sometimes it takes teams, they need to have, you know, 4 weeks of film on you to really be able to figure out tendencies and things like that. Is this something that the Broncos might be able to capitalize on for a while before, you know, the league kind of catches up?
Yeah, I don't know if it was something specific for Miami's defense, which it might have been. New Orleans, Saints, I haven't watched them too much. When I have, they've got a much bigger, much more stout defense up front than Miami. It didn't look that way to me, that, you know, all those defensive players looked the same, you know, the 6'2", 240-pound linebackers who can run. But overall, I guess they're a smaller unit up front. And I think that had, in other words, I don't think you're going to see the Broncos run like this every week. Miami is an aggressive, fast, but smaller front. And they can get after the quarterback, but you can run on them. And the Broncos figured that out through their film work, and credit to Munchak and Shermer and Fangio for watching film and seeing what they could come up with. And they came up with a real nice blocking scheme that worked well against the Dolphins. I'm not sure it will work, in the next 2 weeks here against the Chiefs and the Saints.
Mike, defensively, like, how are they doing this, and how much better? I thought Bradley Chubb was really good in this game. He had, it looked like he had better movement skills. But they have really piecemealed this defense together, and they, I mean, getting after Tua Tagovailoa, getting six sacks, and like, how have they come together like this with backup defensive linemen who are playing great? You know, I mean, Walker's playing really good. Jones is playing really good. Like, how has this come about? How has this defense kind of progressed?
Since Fangio's been here, I think the defense has played good, solid, fundamental football, and they got a bunch of overachievers who all play like, if they don't play hard and if they don't play well, they fear they're going to get cut tomorrow. And it, you know, kind of started with Mike Purcell last year, an overachiever, a guy who's been cut 10 times by six teams. And now he's, you know, they talk about him, you know, in glowing terms, like he's almost a Pro Bowl nose tackle. Deshaun Williams, you know, cut in the Canadian Football League. I guess he asked for his release, but still, he's been cut 10 times. Even Shelby Harris was a guy who bounced around a bunch of times. And now he's a mainstay on that defensive line. DeMarcus Walker, final year with the Broncos, fourth year. He's been a second-round disappointment. And he's out there hustling and making plays. There's so, I think Fangio does a good job getting these journeymen to play together. Defense guys, and you saw this in 2015, and we haven't seen it too much since, but defense, it's got to be 11 for 1. And, you know, that's a group that has to play together. You can't play 11 different individuals. They got to all be tied together. And Fangio, I think, does a good job of getting all these guys to play together.
All right, Mike, we'll let you get back to your hot chocolate with marshmallows floating on top. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Mike Kliss, our 9 News Bronco Insider, presented by Bet River Sportsbook, McGill's Hotel and Casino.